This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these fat things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Breaking news tonight, for the first time ever, the deadly Ebola virus is now in the United States.
Ebola, its own discoverer, calls it a spectacular virus.
The Ebola virus.
Killer virus.
Ebola outbreak.
Ebola victim.
It's Ebola.
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 Break open the big pharma pipeline. Oh, it's coming. The windfall is happening because of Ebola.
Ebola, welcome. Ebola, yeah. Ebola, Ebola. Oh, my God.
I know. Welcome, my friend. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not the Ebola Scott Bell Show, I promise you. But we're going to put an end to this Ebola mess before it really begins, because it hasn't even begun. As we're learning, the World Health Organization, the FDA, begging the drug companies, do something. We've got money for you. Free stuff. Come our way. Any experimental medicine you want is fair game, unless it's a dietary supplement. Just try to tell them that colloidal silver eradicates Ebola.
Ebola.
Not if you make it. Yeah, not if you make it. How about echinacea to modulate immunity? How about, any number of botanicals that can neutralize viruses or help the immune system overcome any kind of viral outbreak? Well, you need not apply if you're a supplement company. Only if you're a big pharma company and they want you bad. They'll throw a vaccine at anybody right now over this Ebola. And we're going to get into it. And we're going to get into it with John Rappaport, because there are two very important articles we just published today at robertscottbell.com that you're going to want to read. And we're going to get into about what this Ebola thing is and what it is not. And you will not hear this anywhere else in the mainstream media for sure. And most even health shows won't cover it this way. Got that coming on. So stick around for that. Super Don, I'm awake. It's the second night here in the East Coast.
Yeah.
And you have the advantage still, though, because it's midday for you. Now I'm on my sleepy. I just finished dinner.
Oh, man.
I know. I hope I don't belch on the air from eating too quickly.
Well, you'll make it. Yes. So you're awake and you're ready to tackle this Ebola issue. Mm-hmm. Some more that I don't know. It's just, as you can see with the open there, it probably reflects a little bit more probably where I'm coming from in the situation. But I can't imagine that other people are not feeling completely just saturated with everything Ebola. It's just Ebola this, Ebola that. This is scary. That's scary. Is it, you know, something coming over the border with the, you know, illegal immigrants? Oh, look, the lady just got in the airplane in Sierra Leone. Now she's in the air. Now she stopped to refuel. Now she's back in the air again. Now she's landed. Now she's getting into the ambulance. Look, she's not walking. She's on a stretcher. How is she being flown? How are they containing it? It's just like, enough. Enough. Or is there nothing else happening in this world right now than this Ebola outbreak?
Well, you know there's a lot of things happening that they don't want you to pay attention to, including the slaughter, you know, of many innocents in the Middle East, which has gone on for thousands of years, we know. But that's just one aspect of it. And you know, the other is this even real? Is this, you know, not that people aren't suffering, certainly in Africa and West Africa, but is this Ebola potential an actual threat here in the United States? And are the people that were brought, the two people brought, did they actually have it? That's a question we're going to answer again a little bit later. But interestingly enough, remember I think it was last week, Super Don, we covered this. The U.S. FDA says it stands ready to work with companies developing Ebola drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no mention of companies that are working to strengthen the immune system. No mention of companies working with plants and minerals to eradicate a viral threat. No, it's only about working with drug companies. That should tell you a lot right there. And on the heels of that, the WHO, the World Health Organization, urged to allow experimental drugs in dire Ebola outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about this the other day, I think, with Liam. It was yesterday. And some of you guys missed the first segment. We had a hiccup online there. But it should be corrected in the archives if it hasn't been already, where Dr. Batar with Advanced Medicine and Liam Sheff and I discussed this issue and the historical precedent set by HIV and AIDS. And we're going to get into that, too, because there's a wild claim that something can prevent MS. It is one of the more bizarre stories we've got coming up. All the notes are there in the show links. They're there at robertscottbell.com. You can call us if you're listening live, 866-939-2355, new time slot, 7 to 9 in the East Coast, 4 to 6 West Coast time, U.S., and of course still heard around the world through our syndicator GCN and Natural News Radio, Digital Radio -103 Down Under in Australia, UK Health Radio across the pond in England, and many more, and we'll get to that. But the WHO is urging allowing the experimental drugs and vaccines as well. Isn't it interesting that the World Health Organization, an organization that acknowledged that homeopathy was one of the most widely used forms of medicine on planet Earth, that herbs and plant medicinals, widely most used medicines on planet Earth, Chinese medicine, widely used system on planet Earth, far outweighing, superseding, and dwarfing, I think was number four on the list, modern allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific toxic drug medicine. Yet they're calling for none of the top three methods of healing on planet Earth to send their experimental drugs or any other substances. That should be telling to you about these organizations at the highest level of government and non-government, whether it be FDA, CDC, or WHO. They are part and parcel extensions of the tentacled arms of what's known as Big Pharma. And if there was, let's say, rational sanity, intellectual honesty, discussion about these things, we'd say, hey, let's get all the healers of the world together from all the different historical backgrounds. I think there's Unani medicine in the Middle East. Again, there's Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, homeopathic medicine, contemporary herbal, Native American, shaman, equatorial region. I mean, there's so many systems of healing on planet Earth, yet none of them are being invited to the table to participate in helping people suffering from what? Diseases of poverty, malnutrition, lack of adequate sanitation and hygiene. And it's interesting that one of the people that they go to here, this Peter Piot, who supposedly co-discovered Ebola in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And he and David Hyman and Jeremy Farr, they're all influential infectious disease professors and directors as well of the, guess what, London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Interesting. London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, also a couple other places. But I find it interesting. The London School of Hygiene says nothing about hygiene and only everything about how we can kill stuff.
Right.
And you follow, am I making any sense here on this issue? Because all ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, I mean, have they? And Superdon, I know you're scouring the world's media. Mm-hmm. Is anybody publishing outside of us and Natural News and a few other outlets that there are natural medicines that can combat this should it actually happen? And even more importantly, remedying it by remedying the soils themselves by replenishing them with the minerals that are not there, especially selenium.
Nope.
And we have it in the show notes again today, linked.
All you're seeing is secret serum.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing this other Ebola drug that it was still in some kind of experimental phase by another pharmaceutical company. And that's about it. I mean, about the only other thing I've seen was there was a CNN report that they interviewed this Dr. Thomas Cairns, who was the guy back in 1972, which was about 4 years before the Ebola virus even had a name, apparently came down with it, and he survived it. And so there's been some talk about, you know, that you can do it through blood transfusions using other people's blood that have survived it.
Yeah, do we have any audio clips from him? I remember hearing his interview earlier on CNN.
Yeah, we do actually. We've got a couple of clips there, and it's very interesting audio because, like I said, I mean, this guy got, quote, Ebola before Ebola was even a word.
They didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, because I think Ebola is the name of a nearby river, I think, or something like that, that they used in order to name the virus. And he was doing an autopsy on somebody who had come down with something and died, and he pricked his finger accidentally when he was doing, like, a blood draw, and then he ended up getting sick. And it was,
clips? I'm looking at the clips I wanted to play here. Is this the Dr. Thomas Cairns? Clip?
Yeah, that's his name, Dr. Thomas Cairns there. And in the first clip, he talks about the symptoms that he got that he says...
Okay, let's hear that real quick. I know we're running out of time this segment. Yeah. I want to get this in.
What were your symptoms?
Well, a lot of severe flu-like symptoms, classic flu, but much, much worse. Headache and fever, very high fever, and nausea and vomiting and cough, a fair amount of rash that developed over time, which then led to some skin sloughing.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, on all levels, this is every viral disease that is active in this way is responded to by the body in a similar fashion. Now, not everything gives you skin sloughing, but that's a viral disease. The question is, do they have the way to address it? Real quick, what does he say?
I mean, obviously it's not a full cure, but for those who have a shot, that getting a blood transfusion from someone like you when you have the antibodies could save someone's life?
I think it's very possible, because the general principle of immunology is if someone is ill and with a virus type thing, and we can give a direct antibody infusion like that, very often their lives can be saved or the illness can be treated. So I think it's very possible.
Did we find the secret sauce, the secret serum?
The secret serum? Parents,
are we going to have to juice him to get his blood out for everybody? No, the immunology, the antibody is secondary or tertiary to your ability to function and respond appropriately. We'll get into that. We got a question of the day coming up next, and John Rappaport soon.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs,
IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, I know, it's nighttime, but you're listening to Robert Scott Bell Show. At least in the East Coast. Afternoon, I know, I'm thinking people are tuning in going, what the heck is he doing on the air right now? I know, it's only the second day in, but so far, sort of so good. Holding it together. And we got John Rappaport scheduled at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk more about Ebola.
Ebola.
In ways you will not hear anywhere else in the broadcast media. Of course, the idea of viral infection. It's a different perspective when you understand or have studied the things that we've studied and talked about here for years. And we're going to talk about it with John Rappaport. It might not even be Ebola. Yeah, that's right. We'll get to that.
No.
Yeah, I know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 is the number if you'd like to be part of the show. Sometimes they don't call in. Sometimes they just write in. So it's that time again, Super Don.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hey! Yes, our opening question of the day today. We may have another a little bit later. This one coming from Valerie. She says, hi, Robert. I have attended many of the Health Freedom Conferences and very much appreciate your continued efforts in educating people on the value of sovereign silver. I have a quick question that I hope you can help me with. I remember in one of your lectures you discussed the protocol for treating a child's ear infection. However, I can't find my notes because my kids never had them. See, that's what you don't pay attention. Unless your kids have them, you're like, yeah, whatever, Robert. I'm carrying on. What's the next thing, right? But now, her 12-year-old son, he's about 75 pounds, got an ear infection that occurred on a vacation in Florida last week, of all places. He was in a lot of pain. They went to an immediate care. See, this is the thing. Not knowing how to do this, if you'd have paid attention, Valerie, I'm just saying. I'm not really ripping on you. I'm just saying.
Wow, look at you scolding the listeners.
Oh, scolding moms that don't listen when I'm on there lecturing about something that might happen to their kids. So you'll be ready. So they went to the doc in the box, and they got, of course, painkiller, Tylenol, and amoxicillin antibiotic. And he got stomach problems, and he got a rash immediately. Because he's probably, other than that, a pretty healthy kid. So his body reacted. No, it's not Ebola. Oh, it's a rash. But now it's probably Ebola because, oh, my gosh, if you have a rash, somebody from the Department of Health and Human Services is going to quarantine you. This is where it's going. So,
and
to make a long
Fox
story
News
short,
is going to follow you everywhere you go with a helicopter.
Following Valerie's son. Is it an ear infection or is it Ebola? She says, I'd like to use Sovereign Silver, but safety is my main priority. Would it be possible to get the proper protocol for treating this type of infection with silver? Oh, this is interesting. Valerie's doctor is Dr. Eisenstein in Chicago. Oh. Mayor Eisenstein. Nice. Dr. Eisenstein, you can take care of this. But I'll just say this. If you had, and I wish I had this as a kid, Sovereign Silver, I would have dropped a whole dropper full, filled up my ear canal with the silver, and let it stay in there for about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes or so, and then let it drain out naturally. You could even put cotton in it after if you need to, but it's as simple as that. And the longer it's held there, the more it has that antimicrobial action, should there be a bacterial, viral, or fungal issue within the ear. You can also do the Harmony Cone ear candles, which, by the way, is not a Hoover vacuum to suck out earwax. It is literally an energetic component. It works with the spiraling energy, the vortex energy. What?
Have you seen that infomercial, too?
What, about the Hoover vacuum cleaner?
They actually sell this thing on, like, late-night TV. It's like a little vacuum thing. Goes, and suck the earwax out of your ear.
Just get your spouse to do that.
What?
No, that was gross. I'm sorry. I did not say that. Yeah, everybody's going to be hitting every. No, don't you dare, honey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So you put the silver in there. Honestly, that's as simple as it is, and then let it drain out. And then use homeopathic capsicum, or their earache formulas from King Bio. They're homeopathic and oral. And you can actually shoot it into the sinuses, because the ear, nose, and throat are all connected. You could gargle with the silver. Have your kid do that. And you can knock out these ear infections very quickly. I wish I would have known about that when I was a kid. I was an ear infection kid. That was one of the main reasons my health, you know, started from bad and went to worse, because I had so many infections. I was on so many antibiotics. Now, my kids are living examples that you don't have to raise them on antibiotics. I've raised them on that Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23 when I needed it. And we haven't had to use an antibiotic. We, you know, they take their selenium and the chromium, the things that we do here. And I talk about, and we'll talk a little bit more about detoxification in the next hour and a half, because there's a lot more that needs to be done in order to prevent disease. It's not just about what you can kill with something naturally. Believe me, I'm grateful for the silver, and you should be too, because the Ebola is also susceptible to it. But having it and then learning how to use it in preparation for an emergency instead of after the fact, where you've resorted to toxic meds, now you're going to have to rebuild your 12-year-old gut, which is okay. You can do that. The Silver Aloe Protocol I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal. When we come back from this break, John Rappaport's going to join us, and we're going to get into the things that the mainstream media and Big Pharma does not want you to know about what they're saying or not saying about what, Super Don? Ebola. Yeah.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, and if you've got an earache due to all this talk of Ebola, well, you can also use some Sovereign Silver in your ear and repeat as needed. Repeat, rinse, repeat, ear candle, repeat. And Ah, man, this guy, he's back with us. I'd have him on every day if he wasn't so busy. His name, John Rappaport, investigative journalist from NoMoreFakeNews.com, good friend, and he's got a couple articles that came out today we've got to discuss. Is Ebola even real? How are they testing it? And could it be something else that's happening to these so-called healthcare workers in Africa? John, my friend, welcome back.
Great to be here, Robert.
It's always good to have you on board, and again, you've done it again. The Ebola articles that you put out, one, the diagnostic test. This is stunning, and it's not being reported by any mainstream outlet. The U.S. diagnostic test is utterly unreliable. I think you're going to have to explain yourself, John.
Okay. So yesterday I discovered in a quote from, I think it was NBC or CBS News, whatever, but it was a mainstream outlet, that all U.S. testing of Ebola in people who are suspected of having it is done by what's called the PCR method. And people have to understand that the way people are diagnosed with disease is very important, because when you start to actually get into the specifics, you find out that things are not what you seem or what they seem. So here's what happens in the PCR method. They take a very, very tiny piece of tissue material, genetic material, from a patient. Very tiny. Too tiny to really even observe. And by this PCR method, they blow it up. They amplify it so that they can look at it. And this is a test that's being done on everybody. So,
John, let me just say this real quick. The amplification, as I understand it, of PCR is not just 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times, or hundreds of thousands of times. From what I understand, millions and millions of times of amplification in order to say that they found something.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're talking about some just tiny, almost, you know, microscopic piece of something out of a patient, which they presume, to begin with, is a piece of a virus. That's the first place that mistakes can be made, and mistakes have been made, believe me. But even assuming that they get that right, it doesn't matter what they find, because there's a principle of conventional medicine, by their own standards, to say that a germ causes a disease. At the very least, you have to say that you've got huge numbers of these germs in the body doing damage, chomping up stuff, eating up things, you know, working in cells and so forth and so on. I'm just giving you the conventional view. Well, the PCR test doesn't establish that at all. It does. It's because what they're dealing with is so tiny, they have no clue as to how much of this so-called Ebola virus is in the body, but yet they're willing to say, oh, it's a positive test, therefore this patient has Ebola. That's complete
nonsense. Aren't we, John, living like in the real-life version of the Marvel Super Comics universe? I mean, because they turn the fragments of genetic material into a super villain that can destroy the entire universe. And then that's how the meme is played out. That's the imagery. That's the fear that is being fomented. And you're revealing right here that if they're even testing, they're using a method that couldn't determine, at least by the amounts that they have to kind of amplify it, that this could possibly be the thing that is killing you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They have no way to say anything, really. It's just a complete fraud when it comes to diagnosing any disease, and certainly that applies to Ebola. So now we know that the basic U.S. test for anybody suspected of having Ebola is completely bogus. That means the two people who have been flown back to the United States, if they're being tested by that method, it means anybody in the U.S. that we don't know about, and there are apparently a number of people that are being tested now by the Centers for Disease Control. All of it is totally bogus, useless, worthless, irrelevant. Anything they say, these public health agencies like the CDC, about who has Ebola and who doesn't, based on their tests, is not even worth listening to. Just turn it off. Well, that's a fantastic thing when you think about it, because the mainstream press, the government, the public at large is being led to believe that they can not only diagnose Ebola, but they can count the numbers of cases, the number of people who die, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is all a fairy tale. They have no clue about anything. And I understand that for a lot of people, this is, you know, so heavy that they can't really digest it. But think about it, because that's what we're dealing with here. This is total mystical fairyland. It has nothing to do with science.
And it's
absolutely preposterous.
It's a gravy train, a future and potentially real gravy train for Big Pharma, which has been losing customers to the reality of things you and I have been talking about for years, the deadly nature or lack of nature within the drugs approved by the FDA here in America being a leading cause of death. And if they can keep coming out with scarier diseases and somehow make you believe that those scarier diseases from far-flung regions that people have been dying for millennia of malnutrition, poverty, lack of sanitation, etc., but they can happen to anybody at any time here. You've got nothing but us, the go-between between you and, I don't know, some judo, what do you call it, a pharmaceutical master, that then they can urge the taxpayers to part from their own money and say, hey, big government, you got to save us. Big pharma, you got to save us. Bring on the vaccines. Bring on the drugs. I just don't think it's playing the same way that it used to. Or am I wrong?
You know, I would like to say you're right, but I've got to say that there's a lot of people that are being totally sucked in on this. And the reason is because of the imagery, you know, somebody standing around and all of a sudden they start spewing blood out of their orifices and it's falling on other people. You know, this is a horror movie that they're fabricating for the world, and they're claiming that, you know, this is all the result of this little tiny virus that they can test for and they understand and so forth and so on. Well, that's just a total lie. I think that there are more people waking up to this fact. I've gotten good response on these articles I've written, but I've noticed that even in the alternative press, there are people who are buying the basic image of the horrible demon that will overcome the world and destroy us all. And I'm hoping that they'll reverse course and, you know, realize that they've been led down the wrong path.
Well, we'll see how you do tonight. I know you'll do a great job. I don't know where Nori's going to take this with you. I think you're scheduled to be on Coast to Coast later tonight. Reality as we know it, of course, is that these diseases are the result of a corrupted terrain, environment, milieu, and that means the outer world that you live in and your inner world that has been corrupted by the outer world, toxicology particularly, but deficiency as well. We revealed on the show yesterday, have it in the show notes from yesterday, an article from 1995 that I've been reviewing I've actually talked about it in the 1990s when I first started in radio, that they found that selenium deficiency was very strongly associated with the Ugandan outbreak of Ebola back in the 1990s and 80s.
And how about the deficiency of vitamin C? Several people, and I'm included there, have been looking into scurvy, you know, which is a vitamin C deficiency. And some of the symptoms are quite similar, you know, the breakdown of blood vessels, bleeding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you can be sure that people in Guinea and Liberia and Sierra Leone, among other things, have severe vitamin C deficiencies. So absolutely, absolutely. The basic elements of nutrition necessary for life, if you take them away from people for a long enough time and then you expose them to all sorts of other dire conditions, the body breaks down and all kinds of bizarre things happen.
Right.
And then you can bring in germs and so forth. Person has no immune system left, and so you can say, well, he's been infected by this or cholera or Ebola or whatever, and therefore that's what he died of. But he didn't. He died, as you say, of the terrain, of no immune system, of a horrendous environment.
Which leads us to your second article, John, for today. From the diagnostic test being utterly unreliable, the question you ask is this really why Ebola health workers are collapsing? They are being put into boiling hot toxic suits, if you will, and being sprayed with toxic chemicals. And you raise the question nobody else is raising. Is this why it's happening?
Yeah, because, you see, this is a vital link in the fairy tale. okay, we understand these people over there that we don't know and so forth are dying of Ebola and so forth, but look at these incredible instances where the health workers, the doctors who are, of course, you know, robustly healthy, go into these areas and then they suddenly die. And so this is proof that, you know, the virus can attack anybody anywhere, and you have a very short lifespan of a few hours or days afterwards, and you die, et cetera, et cetera. So this becomes, you know, a very, very crucial part of the fairy tale to scare people. So I began to look into this, and all of a sudden I saw these articles in the Daily Mail today about the doctors over there talking about the horrendous conditions under which they're working in these hazmat suits with absolutely, you know, sealed off from the outside in boiling hot temperatures for an hour at a time. They're losing 5 quarts of water or bodily fluid in an hour. And then it takes them 2 hours afterwards to rehydrate. And then after a period of time, they go back in again for another hour. And one doctor said, well, we're actually lengthening that to 2 hour appointments because we want to treat more patients. Well, what does that mean? You're going to lose 10 quarts of bodily fluid? I mean, that would kill you. And then on top of that, you've got them dousing these doctors with all sorts of disinfectant chemicals, including
like
chlorine.
Yes. Can you stick around with us one more segment, John?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're breaking it down for you here. The Ebola scare that isn't based on the things that they will not report. The medical doctors, even the doctors that are trying to do good work on site there, they're bringing it on themselves, and then they're being used to perpetrate a lie. What is that lie? Well, it's Ebola. And we're going to get to the details that are left with John Rappaport after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, what we do in one segment, much less one and a half segments with John Rappaport, other shows can't do in 3 days, and that is solve the Ebola crisis, which may not even be a crisis. John, we're talking about your two articles today. We published them as well at robertscottbell.com. You can also go to nomorefakenews.com, sign up for his email alerts. And one, the tests are utterly, I want to say worthless in many ways. The other thing is these workers that are being flown into the U.S. or that supposedly get it too, that are claiming, these are healthy people, see, it can get anybody. Well, maybe not. As you talked about, the hazmat suits that they're in, the big rubber suits, they're loaded, they're sweating, and every 1% decline in full hydration can result in as much as a 10% decline in metabolic efficiency. That's just one thing, but there's more to it, John.
Yeah, aside from losing 5 quarts of water in an hour or fluid from the body, these health workers inside the hazmat suits, they're disinfected with all kinds of toxic chemicals when they come out, including chlorine. And then, as you mentioned to me during the break, when they replace the water in their body, you know, in those areas, what kind of chemicals are in the water? I mean, mm-hmm. probably chlorine, more chlorine.
Right.
And then one doctor in a Daily Mail article actually blew the whistle even further unintentionally when he said inside the hazmat suit, which is boiling and sweating profusely and losing water and fluid, et cetera, there's also an intense smell of chlorine. Well, he's sealed off from the outside completely. That's the whole purpose of the hazmat suit. So where's that mm-hmm. smell coming from? It's coming from inside the suit. Therefore, you're exposing these health workers to this incredible synthetic atmosphere where they're losing metabolism, they're losing body fluids at an alarming rate, and there's chlorine inside the suits that they're breathing at the same time. Well, anybody could come out of one of those suits, fall down, collapse, and die,
mm-hmm.
believe me, or get very ill, at which point they would automatically assume, oh, okay, caught Ebola.
Right.
Okay, is American flying back to the United States or whatever?
Well, and here's the proof.
Nothing to do with any germ, much less
right.
Ebola. It would
but
be.
To the rest of the world that doesn't know, doesn't read your writings, doesn't listen to this show, they perceive now that any healthy American is susceptible because this is the most devastating supervillain virus on the planet. And it's going to eat you from the inside. You're going to bleed your eyes out. And, of course, it's as you said, the imagery is so frightening. It's like a James Cameron alien movie come to life. And they utilize this imagery against your better judgment. And they've basically cut off your intellectual curiosity about it. Because to ask the question is like, are you kidding? Did you see what just happened? And remember, if you rehydrate, great, we're glad you're alive. But if you rehydrate with heavily chlorinated water, you're wiping out 70% of your immune system because the bugs down there that will save your life do not like chlorinated water. That's why they put it in pools to kill the microbes.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, on top of that, if you want to look at the political landscape, especially in Sierra Leone, but in the other two countries as well, Sierra Leone is very, very rich in minerals and diamonds and all kinds of stuff. Well, the major corporate influences there want to keep the people in horrendous condition. They would prefer to have as few people around as possible and take everything they can and just have enough cheap labor in order to, you know, produce the corporate products that make them billions and billions of dollars. And so, you know, this fits right into that scheme as well, this incredible fairy tale horror story. Because the people are already dying because of, you know, what we've talked about before, poverty, lack of nutrition, starvation, you know, and toxic environmental chemicals, et cetera, no sanitation. This is just more of the same with a cover story of a germ called Ebola.
Mm-hmm. And it is, just like we discussed yesterday with Liam on the air here, a land grab, a corporate, super corporate, multinational land grab to get the minerals, to get the oil, to get the natural gas, decimate the population. This is not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's an Ebola issue. I mean, the next thing they're going to say is that the Ebola are libertarian Tea Party members.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, John, you're always that breath of proverbial fresh air in a heavily chlorinated world, and I appreciate you so much, my friend. You know, and what you're doing is wonderful. I'm just so glad we can get together now that I'm doing evenings. Might be a little easier for you to join me from time to time.
Absolutely. I really appreciate being able to do this, Robert. Always love to be on the show. Thanks so much.
All right, see what you can do to detox George Nuri tonight on Coast to Coast and let the world know, the overnight world, that it's not all about Yetis and truck stops. It's about the fact that this Ebola scare is a scam, and we've revealed it today. Political healing, economic healing next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, cervical cancer and therapy chicken, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.